What do you do when you aren't ready for Christmas? As a former type A Christmas junkie who decorated, baked, and made dozens of cookies and candy platters, wrote long Christmas letters, and had her Christmas shopping done before Thanksgiving, I'm about to find out. I went back to work after a 2-year retirement, and I'm struggling to juggle tasks I once did with ease. Keep house, cook, do laundry, shop, pay bills, in addition to now planning lessons, teaching, grading, and managing classrooms full of energetic teenagers. How did I do this when I had small children? There must have been 2 or 3 of me, or youth really is something special. In addition to the normal December list of things to do, it's been an even more eventful December for our family. Our granddaughter turned a charming 3. Watching her enjoy her birthday party was worth every minute of multitasking so I could pick up my mom for a quick trip to far western Kansas. Who knew watching a precious little girl blow out 3 candles could be more exciting than seeing her blow out 2? Or that a gift bag of plastic food from her aunt would provide hours of entertainment for the toddler and every adult watching her dab imaginary ketchup from a red bottle on everything from imitation celery to realistic-looking tacos. Part of the fun of that particular birthday party was watching our daughter maneuver her very pregnant abdomen around us as she presented the homemade cake. Yep, grandbaby 2 was just about to arrive. 4 days after we celebrated Grand 1's birthday, we were on the road again, excited to meet our first grandson and see how Dad, Mom, and Big Sister were doing. Somewhere in between these jaunts, my husband was recovering from a virus and running a trap line. I was explaining to teenagers what they need to know about dangling participles, Puritan literature, or To Kill a Mockingbird, and preparing them for a comprehensive semester final covering grammar, vocab, and writing. The Saturday my sweetheart started stringing lights around the railings on the front porch, I realized I better decorate the tree and set up our nativity. I have to admit, placing baby Jesus in his manger in a room lit by softly glowing Christmas lights did jolt me with some gusto. It just didn't put me in the mood to bake, so the counter remained bare and the scent of vanilla and cinnamon remained in their containers in the cupboard. By the time I arrive home each evening, cooking supper and running a load of laundry through the washer or dryer was all I accomplished. Somehow, Christmas goodies I once spent hours baking remained in their individual elements in bags of flour and sugar. Fudge and cinnamon hard candies weren't on my list. With school on hiatus, I was inspired. I wrote Christmas letters and addressed cards. They should have arrived by December 24th if weather didn't mess with their delivery. If I couldn't manage proper Christmas shopping, Santa could leave a snow check instead of a rain check. I figured that would bring a smile and make the anticipation last a little longer. After a good night's rest and a pretty Christmas CD, my kitchen wouldn't know what hit it. Martha Stewart, Move Over. This is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.